Nigel, 1-1 draw with Oldham today. First of all, your overall thoughts on your team's performance?
Not good enough today. Very disappointed with the way we played compared to how we have been playing recently. So in that context, it's a good point when you're 1-0 down at home to come back, not lose. But too many lads not quite at it today.
Because would you say the first hour, Oldham were very much the better team?
Yeah, they were, certainly in the first half. Came out and had a little bit of a spell in the second half. But yeah, they knocked it around. Confident team, we knew this before. We talked about what a good settled side they are. And they won't be fazed by coming here.
Was it the biggest test you've had at Bramall Lane this season?
Similar to Rochdale. They came with the same sort of approach. Enjoy it, the bright, the lively. But the only difference was we conceded a very soft goal today. You know, you've got to hang on in there at 0-0. I think with the two experienced centre-halves we've got, we don't expect to concede a goal like we did today.
But it was the impact of the substitute today, Jamal Camarice, that's made the difference.
Yeah, we don't take any credit for that because it was enforced. Jose Baxter was backwards sore at half-time and he was struggling, so we had to get Jam on. But the first sort of attack, he scored a goal. After that, he didn't put a cross in.
Is the injury to Jose something that's just going to need a little bit more rest?
Yeah, he'll be fine by Friday night, no problems at all. But I think he got a couple of whacks from behind, which was probably the difference. Their centre-halves got tight every time it went into him, made it uncomfortable. Their centre-forwards had too comfortable a ride today.
Do you put it down to them pressing you or your team not reaching the right level today?
Bit of both.
Chris Basham, I thought he had an excellent game today within the mix of everybody else. Of course, he's showing his versatility.
I thought he was the best player we had. I thought he got round. He got a tackle in, which was on rare occasions that we did that today. But he got us going, I think, in the second half. Got in the box at times as well. So, that sort of game today, he was excellent.
Because you could see the sort of visual leadership he was offering the team, encouraging people to get forward and taking the shots.
That's it. He had the ball as well. But just his energy and his pressing and his closing down and everything sometimes can set everybody else off. But he's been outstanding at centre-half. Well, again, in midfield today. He's a very important player for us.
Does today emphasise the importance of getting that striker in this week, Nigel?
Well, we're hopefully going to have Higden and McNulty fit for next Friday night. So, if that's the case, we're still trying to get one in. But if that's the case, it's less pressing. But we'll still try.
How likely are they to be back for Friday? Will they train this week?
Yeah, we're hoping they'll both train on Monday. Mark's got the mask fitted now. And Michael Higden was close to training yesterday. So we're hoping he'll join in and take some part on Monday.
Are there any other positions you're going to be looking at as we approach the loan deadline?
Not a good time to ask after today.
Are you just going to go away and reflect on today? And do you need to do a lot more?
You've got to look at the bigger picture as well. One game, people who've been playing very well were under par today. So we'll address that. If it happens too often, then we have to do something about it permanently. But generally, we've been playing well lately.
But in the adversity, it does keep the run going, and at least you have come back and got that point.
We're 6 points off top of the league with a game in hand. So if this is a bad time for us and everything, then it's not that bad a time. But we've still got to play better.